This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So how many times do you suppose have we used the phrase strong dollar on this program over the past year or, you know, couple of years anyway? Regular listeners will know, or you should if we're doing our jobs right, that the answer is many. The dollar's rise, as we have told you, has been great for Americans traveling abroad. But it's not so great, as we have also told you, for American companies that are trying to compete overseas. Could be, though, that this moment of the strong dollar is losing some steam. Over the past month or so, the greenback's given up about half of its gains for the year. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going with what is going on with the dollar and what it might mean.
Part of why the dollar has been so strong this year is because the Federal Reserve's been raising interest rates, making U.S. bonds more attractive. And to buy U.S. Treasury bonds, you gotta have dollars. But the Fed's likely to slow down its rate hikes. Chuck Tomes is at Manulife Investment Management.
Other central banks potentially will be hiking rates a little bit more than is expected, which will be beneficial for those local countries' currencies relative to the U.S. dollar.
A weaker U.S. dollar could help all the big multinational companies that sell a lot of products overseas. Catherine Dominguez is a professor at the University of Michigan.
Manufacturing companies that are selling abroad and competing with foreign manufacturers may find that they are able to do better with a less strong dollar.
Some American exporters are already benefiting from the weakening dollar. Take the ag sector, says Naomi Bloom, senior market advisor with Total Farm Marketing.
We saw an uptick with U.S. soybean export sales. Corn exports are actually behind a little bit, but I can't help think that we'll start to see that uptick here soon.
On the other hand, a weaker dollar makes imports more expensive. That isn't great for American companies that rely on imported goods, says Teresa Fort at Dartmouth.
Let's think about certain computer and electronics manufacturing, where a lot of the inputs come from overseas. You know, those firms might be relatively worse off as they see the cost of those inputs go up.
And higher input costs can be a drag on a company's productivity and employment. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.